Okay, Kum Len La Blad Kemudr, and that Pei Zayin Amid Aleph.
Yeah.
Put it away. The Machita's ready. Anyway. Okay, we're up to Pei Zayin Amid Aleph, and we are up to the Gemara. We're learning the different kinds of wine, the premium wine, which are meant to be used for Nesachim, which ones aren't. So the Gemara continues, explaining the Mishnah. Trust in the Mishnah, Ein Mevin Yoshan, about 10 lines on the top of the page. Ein Mevin Yoshan, you don't bring old wine. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says you don't bring old wine. Chachamim say that it's kosher. Omar Chizkiah said, my time, the Rebbe, what's the logic behind the Rebbe's why you should bring old wine? Omar Krat says in Pasik, you bring the Nesachim and it goes through all the different measures of Nesachim. Then it says, Urevi Sahin La Keves Yoyin. You know, for a par, you bring one amount, and for an ayah, you bring a different amount. And for a kevis, you bring a different amount. Okay? Right, for a par, you bring a half a hin. And for an ayah ram, you bring a third of a hin. And for a kevis, you bring a quarter of a hin. It says yayin. Like kevis, yayin. So we say, just like kevis. We're comparing wine to a kevis. Ma kevis ben shnosai. Just like a kevis is a year old. Af yayin ben shnosai. Wine also should be within the year. The kevis should be only within the under year old. Same here. E ma kevis ben shnei shon posel af yayin. If you're comparing it to kevis, it should be all the way that if it's 2 years old, it should be possible. If you're going to say that is the case, what time we learned, old wine you shouldn't bring. But it doesn't say 2 year old wine, it's possible. If you're learning from kevis, learn it exactly the same, that if it's 2 years old, it should be totally possible. And yet it says in the Braisa clearly that if you did, it's kosher. Man shamelay, and maybe that's the Rabbanon. No, man shamelay the amal layavi. Who b'chol makes an issue out of old wine? The only one who makes an issue out of old wine is Rebbe. And yet it says clearly in the Braisa, don't bring it, but if you did, it's all right. So if you're learning from Keves, then learning literally that it shouldn't be more than 2 years old. Come on, im hevi kosher. Elam arava hain time Rebbe. You know what Rebbe says? You shouldn't bring old wine? It says in Pasik, the Navi is admonishing them, don't get too intoxicated, don't get too enthralled by wine. It says in Pasik, al teda yayin, don't look too much at the wine. Ki yis adam, if it's very red, that means that it's very, you know, it's alcoholic, it's very good quality, and very enticing. So don't look at wine when it's very red. So what do we see from here? That red wine, davka, is very chashuv, and we use this in Hichas Kiddush, Hichas Pesach. And therefore, if the wine ages, what happens is it discolors. It discolors. That's the problem. Not because of the possibly comparing it to kevis. Ein mevim. You don't bring loymanat loyes. You don't bring from the grapes that grow on top because they're not really good quality. You rather the grapes that crawl on the ground because then they get the sustenance from the soil. Tana, we learn kromim hoavudim pamayim bishana. That these are vineyards. The real good vineyards are those that have been worked over twice a year. It says here in the Mishnah, it says minakromim avudin. You should bring from vines that have been vineyards that have been toiled over twice a year. That's what the Gemara says. It's twice a year. Rabbi Yisuf havelikana the Pardisa. Rabbi Yisuf had sorry. No, it's nothing. It's the beginning of the Mishnah. It didn't bring the next part. Should have probably said b'chulu. Actually, it does say b'chulu. That's what just an emission says. You shouldn't only from the ground because it gets sustenance from the ground. The base of Havli Khan the Pardisa, he had a little corner section of a part of the Rafi Beitvei Rivka, and he used to dig it twice a year, an extra time, twice a year, but Ovat Chamra, and he made the wine such premium quality and was so thick that Dori Maya Chatre. Normally, we need a ratio of 3 cups of water for 1 cup of wine because of the strength and because of the thickness. But he needed 6 cups of water for 1 cup of wine. That's the kind of quality he had. It was so strong and it was so thick. You don't put them in large barrels, only in small barrels. Then we say we don't fill it to the top so that the fragrance can sit there. Tani learn, chavi is kadi is small barrels, ludi is subenius. Are the same like the ludi is, they're making lud and average size. Don't put them two by two next to each other. Because if one of them goes off, the odor goes into the next one, ruins as well. So the achas achas, keep them a separate. Keep each one barrel, each one separate. So they all have their own identity. How does the gabbai check it out? Yeshiva Kanvi has a stick in his hand, Vizoda Kagir, and then when his skin starts, pieces are coming out, and the no good parts are coming out, Heikish Bekana, he hit with his stick. Tana, we learned Zorak Hagir Shel Shmorim, that when this thing of the sediments, the dregs, started to come out, you know, he's watching the tap as the wine coming out, and it's very nice and fluid. Then suddenly he starts seeing little pieces coming out. Gizbur Hekish Bekonda, he used to take a stick and give a bang. Why doesn't he just say it? Hey, stop. This is supporting Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan, Kishem Shahad Dibur Yafel Lipsamim, that it says in Gemara Kriya that Pitam Haktaitis, when you grind it, it says Hodik Oimid. When it says when you grind it, Oimid, you say Hodik Hatev. You say the words Hodik Hatev because speaking somehow or another is beneficial to what you're doing. Kach Dibur Rale Yaimo. When it comes to wine, you got to be silent. I'm not sure I exactly understand what it means, but that's what he's saying here. Pass the tissues. What exactly does it mean? Why do words of air affect or these improve? Is this a Ruchenzige thing or this a Gashmizige thing?
If it's only a couple of words, what would the grapes understand?
Is the fact that you're breathing on the wine, is that a problem?
You don't have to talk to breathe. But
you don't have to breathe when you talk?
No. If you're breathing all the time anyway, so if you don't talk, what's the
breathing? Maybe saliva comes, I don't know. When you talk, what's the word? What's the idea of talking? Is there anything there? Okay. And what do they say?
Don't tell you what it is.
Oh, okay. Rabbi Yisi, but Rabbi Yudha. Okay. Now, before we had Rava or Rabba asking the question all the time, and according to the Gebetz, the same means here, but here's Rabbi Yechanan. Same question. What about all of these psulim over here we said has, you know, bad odor and all these kind of things, and has pieces of Higdishu? If you makdish the wine in such a state, Mawashi Yilke Olav, you get Malkas, Mishum Balmum, because of Balmum. The same question. Is this an inherent, an intrinsic problem with the wine, or this is a reflection on the person? And the gabra on the chefze, kiven the psul kibal, kiven the psul kibal mum dami. It's like an animal bal mum. You get a veda, you do main bal mum. Only by behemah teiku. Remain with the question. Tell them what we learned. Now, what we talk till now, we're talking about wine. We're talking about the oil, the flour. The Mishnah doesn't tell you about the animals. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Braise. Also, animals, you have to try to get the premium stock animal, the most meat on it, you know, and the zaftik. Says the Gemara, Torah Rabbanan, we learn. We learned Eilim and Moyav, the ram should come from Moyav, Kevosim, the sheep should come from Chevrain, Agolin, the calf should come from Shorain, and Goizles, the bird, should come from Haramelech. Those are the best places they raise the best kinds of animals. We bring sheep, Shagovon, Kerechon, they're as tall as they are wide. In other words, they're so fatty, they're good and juicy. Sorry? Yeah. That was the beginning. Now he's saying, but the kind of lamb you choose should be also, you know, really solid. And this is where the saying comes from. Somebody is very big. You know, they say he's taller lying down than standing up. Because he comes in, Govan Kirachvan. The height and the width should be exactly the same. What's a svada? Why does it have to be such a large animal? The chsiv, it says in Pasuk that Yehoshua gives a bracha and he says that Yira miknecha, that you got your sheep should pasture, but Yemahu on that day, kar nircha, you should have big, broad sheep. So you see, it's a bracha to have broad sheep, and therefore that's what you should give as a carbon, because mivchen derecha, you should always give the best. Ksiv, now that we mentioned his name, so we say from Rav Bar Shlav Sheila, so we say something else. Al Chamasai Yechid Shalayim, on the walls of Yerushalayim, nothing to do with it before, but it's the same person. On the walls of Yerushalayim, if Kadosh Shem, and I place the guards, Kalayim all day, Vecholayim all night, Tamid steadily, Le Yechashu, Hamaskin Hashem, that they shouldn't be quiet, as we mentioned Hashem, Al Domi Lechem. What do you mean, my Amri? What are you saying here? What do they say? Don't be quiet. And what should they say? This is what they say. Ata sokum terachem tzion. You should have rachman and tzion on Yerushalayim. You should have rachman and Yerushalayim. And I guess rebuild it. No, and rebuild Yerushalayim. Rav Nachman of Yitzchak, bain Yerushalayim Hashem. Build Yerushalayim. That's the pasuk they said. L'chayda is the same thing. Just the saying a different pasuk. Or one is calling it tzion and one is calling bain Yerushalayim. Maybe there's some kind of an argument going on between them. Why he calls it, he refers to tzion, he calls it Yerushalayim. While the Beis Hamikdash was standing, what were they saying? This is after Churban Abayi. He's saying rebuild it. What were they saying before they were standing? Hashem b'tzion, the Eibshter chose in Tzion, even in the future. Evil emotionally, he desired that this should be his dwelling place. It's interesting. What's a machlek? Is you say atah sakum tlach Tzion, or you say boinu Yerushalayim Hashem? Obviously, there's something here. Had nala kol kabana sibur. Says the Mishnah, "Stay midrash yavashay mi burim." It's already after Churban Beis Hamikdash. So what do you mean, Rachmanis? What do you want? They're both talking about after Churban Beis Hamikdash. Obviously, it means rebuild it. So the only difference really is whether you call it Tzion or call it referred to as a Shalim. If Tzion is entirely Shalim. Shtei Midas Shal Yavashay Migdash. There were two measuring cups for dry things in the Migdash. There was a Nisaron for those things that required a Nisaron, and for those things required a Chatzisaron, a half of Nisaron, which is that the Kohen Gadol, he had this Chavis, he brought a Nisaron, but then he had to divide it in half. That Meir, they had three. They had a Nisaron, they had another Nisaron, and then a Chatzisaron. Why need two Nisaron? We'll soon see. Nisaron, Mayim Mishamish. What did they do with the Kei that was a Nisaron? Every Mincha was a Nisaron. Even those that required two or three Nisaronis, they just used the same cup of Nisaron and did two or three times. They didn't have a keli that par needs three shreim. They didn't have a keli that measured three or a keli that measured two. They had just one yisara, and then you use it over and over again until they got the full amount. What did they do with a half yisara? He brought a whole yisara, but then they used to divide it. Says the pasuk says yisara yisara lakever se'echad. So yidash, there were two kelim of yisara. So why need two? So he says, Echad Godush the Echad Machuk. One was a smaller keli, so the way you got in the Sodom was you had to pile it high above the walls of the keli. And the other one was a bigger keli, so the way you did was machuk, it was exactly level with the rim of the keli. Godush by the one that was filled higher, Maidil Chamanach, that's what they used for all the flour in the Sodom, so they used to pile it high, and then that was the Sodom. Of a machuk Shabai, the one that they had exact, which was a level with the top, was used only for the Chavisei Kohen Gadol. Because since you had to split it in half, if you were going to have the one that's Godush and you start tripping it over, you'll have flour flying everywhere. So therefore, we had a level, and then you were able to put it in another keli, the Chatzi Yisaron keli, to get exactly half, nothing flying around. By saying all the other ones, we used the entire Yisaron, with the mixed with oil and all that. How do you measure something with the pile high? I don't know. How much exactly high it was? They used their eye. They used to, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe they want to be. Good question. Morge b'hai ma'id l'chavis kohen gadol. Says you have to divide it, so therefore this is best to divide it. Chacham said l'hai shamel yisrael echad. There was only one yisrael. Remember, there's another pasuk where it says we saw in echad l'kevet sa echad. Another pasuk says there's only one yisrael. Im came matam b'leim. We'll do another pasuk where it says Isarain, Isarain, in the same pasha. The rabbi is chatz Isarain. For one pasuk, one word Isarain, a full Isarain, another one is a half Isarain. Ramei chatz Isarain. All and since he used Isarain, Isarain to tell you there are two kelim. Both were Isarain. One was Godush, one was Machuk. How does he know a half Isarain? Nafkala, he learns out. It says ve Isarain. Says ve Isarain, Isarain lekevaz. Actually, I always tell you, there's a third keli, a half. But Rabban v'avle dashi. Rabban don't dash in the v'av. Ramei hay ve Isarain echad. It says the pasuk. The Isaron Echla Keves. Since you're dashing the Vavs are Meir, so the first Pasik where it says Isaron Echla Keves, what does he do with that Pasik? What does he do with the whole Pasik? The Chachamim say it teaches only one Isaron. But you say that there were two. So what is Isaron Echla Keves Echla Mayavid Leahush Layim did Levisha Shleishal apart? To tell you there, only one Isaron, and even if you have to measure three, so for a bull, don't have a keli in the base of measure that measures three. So use the same one Isaron mad cup and use it over and over again. Where do they know? So where do they learn now that what? For that you don't use a larger cup. That's it. All you have is this cup here. So the Gemara minikuda from the Nekudas. That the way the Nekudas are written on top of it, it comes to tell you that. That it's memayit only one and no more, and no bigger size at all whatsoever, from the Nekudas. So which Nekudah from the Vav that was in the middle of the word Yisarayim? So that Nekudah is coming to tell you only that keli nor the keli. What's going on here? Because we learn, why is the vav in the middle of the word yisarin? Why is does it have a nekudah? This is it. This is the largest keli you have, and don't use lebish al gimel lepar. Don't use a three a larger cup that has three yisrainis lepar. A bull lebish yisrain loayil. But amir. What is it? Why does he use that nekudah darish? He doesn't believe he dash nekudahs of that vav. You have Hanistar Hashem Lekenu, we have words where you have more nekudas than letters. Aya Yisar Ishtacha. We have a few places. Chatzi Yisarin. Okay. Chatzi Yisarin Mahi Meshamesh by Moidach of the Kohen Gadol Moidin. More right now thinks that what? That they used to only bring a half of Yisarin to the Beis HaMikdash. But it's not true. But I mean, didn't we learn previously? Chavisa Kohen Gadol Lo Hayabai Chatzay didn't divide it half at home and bring half in the morning. Ella, hey, maybe he saw the Shalom Chatzay. They brought the whole thing to Beis HaMikdash. So what do you mean? Amar Rav Sheish is my Moedin. I'm telling you, Mechalik. Moedin of here doesn't mean measuring at home a half of a sudden bring it. It means you brought a whole of a sudden, and now in the morning you have to now divide it to have half. So you can do the, what do you call it? The Chavisa in the morning, and then the, whatever's half in the big ones left over, that's for the night. Rav Muhammad had a number of questions. He asked Rav Chizda, "Chatzi isarin l'Rav Meir." Okay, Rav Meir tells us that the fully sudden one was gadush and one was machir. One was piled high, so it was a narrower keli, so it was piled high. Another one was a wider keli, so it was machir. What about this half of isarin? Was that a machir or was that a gadush? What was that? So the Gemara, so why you only ask Rav Meir? But the Rabban also, there was one keli half a sudden. Ask that question: was it gadush or machir? The Rabban and Yisarin Guvukan Bailey. No, Rabban, I have another question. They have one keli for Yisarin. What do they have? Did they have Gadush or Machuk? Rameya clearly spelled out he had two keli. One was Gadush and Machuk. But Rabban only had one keli for Yisarin. What do they have? Gadush or Machuk? Guvukan Bailey. Gadush or Machuk? Amalei said to him, we live from Rameya. Mid Rameya, Nishma, Rameya. For Rameya, we know what Rameya holds. What it holds by Chavisa Kohen Gadol. And Rameya, whatever we decide, Rameya Chavisa Kohen Gadol is Nishma L'Rabban. Then you learn out the Rabban, and that is, Medav Rameya is Sarin Mochuk. Chatzi is Sarin Nami Mochuk. The whole reason why you have a Sarin Mochuk is for Chavisa Kohen Gadol. So obviously the Chatzi Sarin was also Mochuk, was exact. And mid Rameya Mochuk, it's Rameya hold that both Kalim, the fully Sarin and the half Sarin was Mochuk. So the Rabbanan who hold, that's all, there were two Kalim, obviously those are Mochuk. They're only arguing in how many kelim. They're not arguing. Otherwise, they would have argued as well about the condition of how you know the kelim should be, narrow or wide. Next question: Boyim and Hey, Rami Balchom and Rachiz, the Chavisa Kohen Gadol, the Chavisa Kohen Gadol. But remember, Chalkin, you say you bring it in a fully sudden, then you divide it and you put it one a half in that half a keli. How did you divide it? But remember, Chalkin the Chalos, but Yada be keli. How did you divide the Chalos with a hand or with a keli? In other words, after you took the half of the Yisrael, you make six chalas, right? You make six chalas in the morning, six in the afternoon. The six chalas were one big piece, and you have to divide them. How do you divide them? By hand? You broke them apart, or you had a knife or something to break them apart? Pshita to be actually by hand, be keli. If it's a keli, if they had to bring, let's say, a keli and weigh the chalas to make sure that the six are equal, turt in the yachli, you can bring a scale into the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara said, "What's wrong with Yachin? Bring a scale and base of Migdash. Kivan the beklaluksi. Since it talks about measuring bread as a klal, lav oidech adam. By the way, the Chassidim used to use this. I don't know if you know the literature world. When it comes to the Seder, they have a scale on the table, and they weigh the matzah, they weigh the lettuce, they weigh the mara. And Chassidim never do that. And they bring this Gemara here that it says that it's a curse to have a scale by lachbechem because in teicha it says in teicha veheshivu lachbechem emishkol." That you should weigh your food. And in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't bring a scale. When you do mitzvahs, they don't want it. No. Big machlekes when it comes to shiurim, whether it's volume or whether it's what. Big machlekes. You have six chalas and you want to make sure they're all equal. It's like one long chala and you want to break it into six parts. One long laugh of bread, whatever you want, and make it six parts. So the only way to do it is you do it by weight, because they're all basically one thing. So don't have a scale on the table when you're doing mitzvahs. Interesting. Anyway. Boyim nei Rami Bachama Rav Chizkiya. Rami Bachama asked Rav Chizkiya a question. Shulchan. Yenison Abrams was there. He gave a model seder shiur for the whole shul. All he talked about was having a scale and weighing everything up. And that's how he learned in wherever he learned, Lakewood. He learned. I don't know. I'm sure not, but I don't know.
And I'm not sure the Chofetz Chaim either.
I don't know. I wasn't around. I don't know. But you know, Muhammad Rav Chizkiya, so where did it come from then? Who started this minig? Shulchan, the Shulchan, Maoshi, Kaddish, Kamotzi, Begoyde, Shalai. Let's say the Levina, you put the Levina on the Shulchan, but instead of putting it in the Bazichin, which is a specific Keli for the Levina, you put the Levina directly onto the table itself, where the bread was. So, in other words, between the loaves of bread, he put it. The question is, does it become kodesh or not? Also, the shulchan is flat; it's not a keli. Does it become kodesh or not? Ma'oshi kodesh kamotzim begodesh shalai. Even though it's called kaimitz, we're talking about the levina, or maybe the kaimitz of a mincha. You put it there on the table, which is a flat table. Do we say the mekadesh lechem kamotzin on mekadesh? Since the table is mekadesh the bread, so it's also mekadesh anything else you put on that table. A dilma the chazalei mekadesh the bread which belongs on the table, even though it's flat, it will be mekadesh. But the chazalei lo mekadesh. But the levina belongs in the bezichin in this keli, or the kaimitz of a mincha you put it belongs in the bezichin. Amalei said to him, "Ainu mekadesh." He said to him, "It's not mekadesh. Why? It's only mekadesh which belongs there, which is bread." But Ain is not so. The one who says, we'll see later, big machlekes. That each bread, when they doubled over, was 2.5 tfachim, and you had 6 loaves of bread, therefore it was 15 tfachim high. The shulchan, the other one says only 2 tfachim, so 12 tfachim high. The part above the table, Nimtza shulchan mikadish chamisha tefach, says that therefore the table has the ability to mikadish anything within its 15 tfachim. So it sounds like a what? It's mekadosh anything that's above it, with it up to 12 tvachim or up to 15 tvachim, including the kaimitz, including the levaina. When it says over there that it's mekadosh, doesn't mean it's mekadosh that it's not you can put on those bech. It means mekadosh lepasul, that if you leave it overnight, it becomes lina and it becomes pasul. It has all the chesedes of kiddush without the mailes. Mishnah. Sheva midah shalachay migdash. When it comes now to liquids, there were different measuring cups, and these are the measures they had. Hin. A hin is 6 loigin. The chatzi hin, and they had a half hin, which is 3 loigin, and the shlish is a hin. Sorry, a hin was 12 loigin. And different kabbalahs are different amounts. So he's a hin with 12 loigin, and you had chatzi hin, which is 6 loigin, and then you had shlish is a hin, which is 4, the vi is a hin, which is 3, and then loig, and then they had a loig, and then you had a chatzi loig. And you had a vi is a loig. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Sadr, I mean, no, there's one picture. Abba Shnas is Hoya. Behin. See, it's like, look in the picture over here. You see all those lines? Those marks. That's where they, you know, here's the pot and here's for the aisle, and it tells each one. Atkan the par, atkan the aisle, atkan the kebis. You know, he was chatzin. Maybe they had it, maybe it's transparent. Or maybe they had written outside as well.
No, I'm saying, if you do this marking on the outside.
Yeah.
When you look inside, you have to make sure that what's inside actually reaches.
Oh yeah, inside. Yeah, it must be transparent. I mean, something you can see. Yeah. Ad kan the kevin and so on, and there's a loig and here's a chatzi loig. Rab Shimon Amar Lahayi Shamhin. I disagree. The whole principle. There's no carbon. It's either chatzi hin and the vias a shlish the hin, the vias a hin. So why have a hin? See, he says Lahayi Shamhin. They didn't have a pitcher that was that large for a hin. Chimaya hin mishamish. Hin was only used once in the by the Meluim, that's it. Ella midi yaseida shalaygo machza hoisa sham shabai menoy the michas kohen gadol. They had the extra measure. I agree to the 7 measures, but they had another measure which is a loig and a machza. You have from a quarter of a hin, which is 3 loig, and you jump down, you draw, go down straight to a loig, and then you go to half a loig. I'm telling you that there was one more, there was 1.5 loigs. So that's where the 7th measure comes in, but it was not a hin. Midi said there was an extra to make 7. The loigu machza hoisa basham shabaha yemaidi lemichas koyin gadol They used to measure for the Michlik Gadol. The Kohen Gadol brought three loigin. Loigin machzab, a baikel machzab, and the bayin had to divide in half. So a loigin and a half in the morning, a loigin and a half in the afternoon. So that's what he had. Tell him what we learned. Sheva midah shalachay midah shreviyas loig. There's a quarter of a loig for certain for the sheiv. The chatzil loig. There's a sorry for a loig. A chatzil loig. The loig or the viyas ahin or shlishas ahin. The chatzil ahin vihin. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is like our Mishnah follows really the same measures. Rameh says hin. He says that Rameh says the exact same thing, but he goes a different order. Rameh says hin v'chatzil hin v'shlishas ahin or the viyas ahin v'loig v'chatzil loig reviyas loig. Rab Shimon Omer. Now, the only difference is how you count. Bottom up or top bottom. What's exactly the machlekes? Is there enough kamila halacha? I'm not sure. They just say they're describing a different way. So why? Rameir Omer means he's arguing. So what exactly are they arguing in? What principle are they arguing in? I'm not sure. Does it say anything there? What exactly they're arguing in? Okay. Okay, and we'll stop picking tomorrow, Mr. Shem.